Hi guys, we're doing another video where today I'm going on Vanessa E's server again, but don't worry, today I've also uploaded a video from my survival world. It's not the survival series, but we did do a mod showcase. But today we're going to have a little bit of fun. I don't really have much planned, but we're going to show you this modern home here. We're in a few episodes back in this building. I had the idea to make a modern home. So I said I would do that, but I decided to make it off camera because sometimes I've been doing quite a lot of building lately, so. So it's not the fancy kind of thing. It's pretty modern. It's got these steps to a disco room. You can't even go underneath it, so it's not a very safe place to be dancing, so be careful. There's a pub station with I don't even know what that thing's called, but there's beer mugs and everything, and this little counter behind. So it's a really nice fashion house. I might add some nice blue sofas. I think I'll do that now, so I'll do sofa and grab some sofa and put that there. Now we've got a little room to sitting space. Let's get rid of these. Oh no, I'm putting it in refill. Whoops. So let's just go have some fun around this world. Also, this is a house that I forgot to show in the village, like the opening video to show the village. It's just a nice, simple, fun house. It's full of diamond doors and nyan cat blocks. And it's got this really nice bedroom. Unfortunately, it's not nice, so I can't do something amazingly amazing and sleep in it. There's wardrobes, which if you click on, if you don't have a skin, because I'm sure some of you don't have skins, you can left click on one of these from a wardrobe and your skin will be transformed into one of these guys. So if you don't have a skin and you're waiting for to get one or something like that, you can just right click the wardrobe and have a big selection from lots of different skins. So that's pretty handy. I'm not quite sure what I might want to do, but oh, I need to show you this mall. And so yeah, I built this mall where the floating island used to be and replaced lollipops to the candy canes because I kind of took away all the Christmassy stuff. I really wish I could keep them, but it just wouldn't really make much sense. So I made this really cool mall. You can rent your own rooms, which I've had a couple people rent, which one person has rented, named Isaac Zip. Okay, so he has this really cool tool store, Tools for Sale, Diamond Special, owned by Isaac Zip. Think he needs to fix his windows. Not very nice with the windows, but otherwise it's a really good place. This is the snack bar. It's got some refrigerators with nothing in it, some ovens, some kitchen cabinets, a microwave, a dishwasher, and some kitchen sinks. So here it says Fast Food Corner owned by MangleFox70. On the next floor, this nice room here has a little outlook on the stairs and this big bay window looking out on the airport so you can spy on people. Then this room is Gary White's, but it hasn't opened yet, so once he opens that, I'll show it to you guys. This is another part of the big window looking out on the city. Here are this table for like if you went to the fast food corner and would like to stay in the mall. This is just a small room. You can rent any of these rooms for free because it's creative, so it's technically not renting. Then up here's one of my favorite rooms. It's a really nice room. This is another room from Isaac Zip. He's only got two rooms, he's got two rooms. This one is Isaac Zip's Electronics. So he's got a laptop, a speaker, and a computer. And in here, he has this nice little area overlooking the city that is being attacked by a giant wormhole. And then the final floor, it's on the roof, so this isn't the fanciest mall, but I'm going to add some improvements to it in the future. So this is just a simple little kiosk. It says owned by Mango Fox 70, but when somebody rents it out, I'll knock those out and they can make some owned by them. So this is a nice kiosk where you can also rent. There's lots of benches and a teleporter so I can get here quickly, and this nice little place next to a pine tree where you can sit. So I think I'll use the easy way down. I'll go to ice rink. There are the supports. And also, one of my viewers decided to make an awesome house. I can't really show it because it has locked doors. I could break in, but that wouldn't be very nice. So, and there's also this nice volleyball field, which he, I'm assuming, made as well. So it says, please use front door. And this is Dennis D. Kelly 810. So he spent a lot of time working on this, and he did a great job. So thanks for coming onto the server, checking out my city. So he has his own house overlooking the city, which you guys can do too if you connect. And this is another home. It's this interesting, like, outside home. And yeah, we've got some other things. Like, there's this big hole. And I need to show you this. The last time, two videos ago, I decided to make a build battle video. But, you know, you guys probably know if you've seen that video that it was kind of cramped. So I knocked out all that display, and now we are able to have an entire room for ourselves. So I want to show you all the pixel art we've done. So here, since you couldn't really see very well when we had the cramped places because of all the fences, says the builders has an interesting design. Then there's this diamond and a fox. Then there are these, this nice heart and these interesting figures. Then the next room, it has this movie recorder thing. These look really cool. I'm not quite sure what they are, but they're really cool. Some of these rooms I had help with some friends. Some popcorn and some milk, which is possibly one of my favorite pixels art in here. Not my number one, but it's really, really good. Thanks, Tots, for helping. Then this is probably my favorite room. It's got this pretty creepy fox in it. I made it. Then my brother helped build this, which is his skin. Then this really cool penguin with an Elvis Presley hairstyle and this teardrop. And then my favorite, my skin. I spent about an hour working on this guy. It's just so good. And I really, really appreciate all my friends helping with it, with the worlds. And here's another room. It's not finished. It's got this interesting pattern and such. So I'm going to need a lot more help doing this. One more room to show. It's got these interesting patterns, lots of patterns. Then it's got this diamonds, emeralds, and ruby wall, a fruit tray, or a fruit bowl, and this, the most amazing sunset in the history of the world. And pretty much that's pretty much everything that's new in the city since I did the episode interviewing the city. So let's get out of here. And here's something else I need to show. Vanessa downloaded a new mod, which is it's like an update of the streets mod. So that's really cool. Then over here, one of the admins did a biome change. So yeah, it's actually kind of hilarious. Some of my buildings turned into dirt, which sucks because building with snow is actually something I really like to do. One of my friends built some neat things out of snow, but it turned into dirt. Feel bad for him. He spent so much time on this and it's turned into dirt. Well, anyway, there's this building. Lots of new things has popped up since I did that episode. It's just this really cool, like, building that I'm pretty sure that Tots made. It's got these dishwashers, and what's this? Backwards. Dishwasher. And then, where else? There's also this thing. And this house. This is cool. It's got this nice little house, like a really nice little cabin. Medicine cabinet. And then another home. This home has been here for a while, because I just forgot to show it in the welcoming video. So this is just a really neat cactus kind of home. It's got some neat flowers. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what they're called. Then, also, somebody decided to build a subway to my city. Yay! So if you go down, it's not complete, but it leads into the subway. Oh, is it complete? Yeah, so he's made this... Who Are You, who is a master builder, has created the subway system. He does it all around the building world, but I guess since our city is so inhabited, or it's just a nice place to be, he decided to make a subway rail to our city, which I'm actually quite happy of. I'm not quite sure if it's intentional, but I like it anyway. He did a really good job, or she. Then also there is this, which is... WSD Guy 2014's pixel art, which has some really cool rats. I like that. And also one last home. This is one of Tot's new homes, Tot's home. It's really cool. And then this is the roof. It's got this hole here. Just a nice roof. And I really, 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 really like the floors. So let's see if there are any more buildings I overlooked over here. Oh, here's one. This thing, I'm not quite sure what it is. Just popped up one day. I'm pretty sure that Longerstaff 13 made it. It's pretty cool, but I'm not quite sure what it is, so. And then another thing is, oh my goodness, I found so many things. So many things have been built since then. This is a Christmas cabin. I really like the way it did these using glass, glass panes or something. Over the light box just looks so good. And then there's an elevator to floor 2 where this is just so nice. This is so incredible. Iron Hero, you did a good job. It's got this really nice fireplace, some flower pots. I just love this place. Being snowed in wouldn't be a problem in that place. Then this is just a forest that I might want to clear out. This is also a castle which is owned by Tots but Yamlin made, who is a master castle builder. It's got this throne and these things. I forget what they're called because I'm not a master of what's it called, castles. And then there's this place, which is this nice little bunker kind of thing. Yeah, so that's pretty much all the new things. There's also this, which is the beginning of a floor. It's not completed yet because the person who's making it hasn't completed it yet, and I'm trying to finish the rest of the frames for this. And yeah, that's pretty much it. There's also this. Oh my goodness. Every time that's like the third time in this episode I've said that's it. And there's this and this. I have to show it all. I just have to. There's this thing. Who lives here? So there's this interesting little place here. Not quite sure what this is. Some sort of interesting little home in the rocks or snow. Then here is the hardware, post office, and market electronics. So the first place is hardware store, open Monday, Friday, 7:30 a.m., 5 o'clock p.m., Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m., got a barber table, not quite sure what that does, but I really like this counter. And there's these kind of hardware items in the chest. That looks good. So it's got all kinds of things that you can buy from here. And also, here's the next one, Post Office North Town Branch. Whoa, somebody spent a lot of time on this. Good job. So, the video's almost coming to the end. I just got to show the last place. There are filing cabinets. Which one's mine? I'm going to claim this one. My mailbox. And there are mailboxes. I'm going to get a mailbox. And, yeah. So now I have a mailbox, which is cool. And the last store is the... No, there are two more stores. This is the market place, Northtown Market, bakery, deli, grocery. Here's this oven. So it's like a bakery kind of place. It's a chess. This one says blueberry muffins, bread, which looks so sold out, tomato soup, chicken soup, meat. And I'm not quite sure if this is completed yet, but it looks looking pretty good. And the electronics store, which is one of my favorites. So DAK Electronics, open daily 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Come in for some great deals. Got some, love the floor. Got some computers. Got a telephone booth over there. It's got all kinds of different, all kinds of different kind of items to get. There's laptops, there's these, there's everything. There's also some hardware, workbench, a barber table, not quite sure how that works, and there's a Tetris. Ooh. And that's pretty much all the new things. Forgive me if I missed something. Thanks for watching and subscribing. And thank you to all the people who have added some different their builds to the city, because it's really growing and it's not just by me. I may have started it, but a lot of people have made it a complete success. So I've got a bunch of different buildings that aren't just owned by me, a subway system, and all the things that a city could need. Excuse me. Thanks for subscribing and for watching. Goodbye.